Well, Rahui Papa is kindly with us for a kōrero today, and we're talking about the launch of the Te Kotahitanga Fund. This was announced at a Māori Investment Summit by Kuiniho, Ngā Waihonui Te Pō, and it's a multi-million dollar Māori investment platform designed to harness collective iwi strength and build trust-based relationships, growing the Māori economy, which sits... well, one figure I've seen suggests $126 billion and through unity and collaboration looking to grow that potential of the Māori economy. Joining us, Kingitanga spokesperson Rahui Papa. Te rangatira, Rahui, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us again on the platform.
Morena, Dale, kānui te mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora, who was there the other day at this announcement? I had a yarn earlier with Justin Tepo, who I noticed was there, but... were you pleased with the turnout of tribal leadership for what is a significant hui and announcement, Rahui?
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. We had leadership from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, all coming together. But we also had wonderful contemporaries from other Indigenous nations. Like there was a number that had stayed on after WIPSI to continue the discussions on a more economic type scale. There were sovereign funds from Asia, the Americas, from Arabia. There was just a whole host of people, and it was a really cool because it was different conversations, Dale, and conversations that will put us in really good stead going forward.
Tēnā koe. Let's talk about some of those conversations. I don't expect you to recall them verbatim, but it's really the tone of conversations between First Nations peoples. And here we have some unexplored economic opportunity by banding together and operating without the funding or oversight of governments. What potential do you think exists by the tone of the conversations in the room for increased inter-Indigenous trade with like-minded groups from around the world who perhaps share the same sorts of values that we do as a First Nations people?
Dale, the potential is just enormous. We used to be awesome traders back in the day when we were trading wheat and flax and potatoes and having our own schooners going over to Australia, to the Americas, and even as far afield as London and Europe. And so we're just taking a leaf really out of the book of our old people who were absolutely fantastic because they did it based on the tikanga, based on the knowledge bases of their time, and they embraced new technologies. And so that's what we are heading into now. We are awesome at MPI, at the primary industry sort of things, like our sheep and beef and kaimoana and fish and all of those sorts of things. But the world really is evolving. And so creating these relationships and entrenching these relationships based on our relationships of values first, and then the deals can come. The deals in a whole number of ways, like technology, for example, like AI, for example, like inter-Indigenous trade, for example, and really cementing these relationships with sovereign funds across the world is going to really open up the potential for Māori investment and investment from the world into Māori economic projects that will see us do them based on our values and tikanga in the first instance.
Once again, we see our Kuiniho, Ngāwai, Honui Te Pō, front-footing this. A youngish sovereign here, still not 30, and at a time when our young people are looking into the future and seeing ourselves reflected in digital connectivity and in ways not previously available to us, this was an important platform for her to speak, and I know that she was quite moved when she remembered her papa, who really came up with this kaupapa and idea. Again, Rahui, just reflecting on her growth into the role and how she was accepted by peoples from around the world who perhaps are unfamiliar with this youthful lead that she provides?
It's not anything new. So the Tawhiao went to London, so did Te Rata. Te Ateirangi Kahu went around the world and entrenched a whole number of relationships. Her dad, King Itu Heitia, also followed along in those footsteps. But I think our Ariki Nui is actually taking up the challenge and moving the dial into a forward and future-looking focus. And I think that, you know, with the leadership of our Queen alongside a number of advisors, like, for example, Adrian Orr, who used to be the governor of the New Zealand Bank, and now with the Pacifica and the Cook Islands, with those sorts of guys providing advice, then we can have the happy medium of our tikanga and financial nous and know-how. And that's going to be important because Ngā Wai Hono I Te Pō is looking at a future of mana motuhake, a future of not being reliant on anybody for the sustainability of te ao Māori. And actually, when we're looking at te ao Māori, every part of the community grows as well. And so this isn't about just a Māori thing. This is about building a nation that we don't have to be reliant on anybody else. So when financial markets collapse and rise across the globe, we have to put ourselves in a good stead to make sure that our stewardship of our economic strategies for our tamariki and our mokopuna are really sound and that they're going to be of benefit for a number of generations to come.
Tēnā koe. Let's talk money. Buddy, let's talk some money for a moment. Was there any group that committed a figure and looking for others to put in? And if you put in, what do you get out?
Yeah, so there was a number of people that actually committed to supporting the Kotahitanga Fund. And so that's why the idea of the $100 million. I mean, out of a $126 billion Māori economy, this is a good start. But the sovereign funds from across the world have been actively engaging in these conversations. There have been people that have committed. I mean, I'm not at liberty to talk about their commitments at the moment. But the idea is that there will be ROIs. There will be return on investments for these people. But it's got to be done in a way that community benefit is also going to be part of the ROI system. And so when you invest, you're not just investing in a financial investment scheme or a project-by-project scheme, you're actually investing in the health and well-being of the people here in Aotearoa and in other Indigenous nations. So it's going to be a win-win, and so a whole lot of people will be getting financial returns, but they'll be getting social returns as well, environmental returns. All of these sorts of kaupapa will put us in good stead for a longevity of investment here in Aotearoa and across the globe.
Yeah, tēnā koe. So I can sense that we've got Manirap Iwi putting puter in, some from offshore. Is it conceivable that a fund such as this, the Kotahitanga Fund, could be open for investment from Ma and Pa on the streets, you know, at some stage, opening it up so that we can, as a people, maybe back ourselves? Any thoughts of that type, Ed, through the hui rahui?
Yeah, very much so. So mum and dad investors will have opportunities in due course. I mean, the whole structure hasn't really been solidified yet, Dale, but that's coming in the next wee while. So that's the whakaaro around Ohanga Ki Te Ao and Kohinga Koha was to cement those relationships in the first. So relationship first, so and then mana first, and then money comes after. But there are discussions about instead of putting our KiwiSaver, for example, into various financial institutions, why couldn't we invest in our own KiwiSaver, for example, so that we can invest in ourselves. There's been a number of people that have said, look, there's financial institutions across the world, and a number of them were represented there. It might be high time that we look to the example of Tawhiao and creating our own bank, for example, or some type of financial institution. Now, a lot of people are saying, if that happens, then we would rather invest into ourselves because we can see the return of investment coming back into communities and families. And that's the key tenet of what Tariki Nui Queen Ngāwai Honoi Te Pō has proposed, that actually these types of funds have to correlate to our whānau on the ground.
Tēnā koe, good talking with you about this fund. I had an interesting conversation with Tania Waikato just in the previous hour, Rahui, and there are many schools, 1,500 now, and 24 principals associations have banded together unsolicited to challenge the government's push to eradicate giving effect to te tiriti or waitangi as an expectation of school boards and school communities. I just wondered whether this sort of kaupapa has surfaced in tribal discussions, particularly around the kingitanga, when we consider how many kura are involved in the ruhe that's associated with the kingitanga. Have these matters surfaced from your recollection, Rahui?
Yeah, very much so. So we've been talking about this through the National Iwi Chairs Forum. We've created a petition that's been signed by more than 18,000 people. And then with the amount of schools that have been in contact with Tania about their letters of disappointment, really, or their letters of confirmation, really, that Te Tiriti or Waitangi will be a high priority for these particular schools. And then there's the Kohangare movement, and then there's the Kura Kaupapa Māori movement, and then, you know, and the list goes on. This has been something that has been talked about, and we are standing in solidarity and support with those schools. We are encouraging them to carry on. With the petition to reverse the decision that will be presented hopefully in the early December, which is probably next week, so we can go directly to the Minister of Education and various parties to convince them in their manifestos going forward that it's not that tiriti or waitangi doesn't have to be something that we're afraid of making our commitments to. There's a number of conversations being had within the kingitanga, within the various iwi, and then you've got your advocates out there cementing the positions of a whole host of educational institutions in this country, and that is fantastic. You know, there's some real solidarity, there's some real collective passion going on to say, hey, this isn't the right way to go. There are better ways to do this, and if you engage with those at the coalface, like our teachers, like our school boards, like the management of our schools, then they will be able to come up with really innovative ways to give effect to te tiriti or waitangi, whether it's part and parcel of legislation or not.
Well, tēnā koe, thanks very much for joining us on the program once again. E te lingotira mihi ana kia koe. I hope it's not the last time we speak before we have our little breather over the summer like everybody else, but certainly have appreciated each and every time you've been kind enough to share perspectives with us on Wāte through 2025. If we don't get a chance, thanks so much, and we'll catch up in the new year. But I'm picking we might have a chance before the 18th anyway to rekindle our kōrero. Mihi ana kia koe, te rangatira. Thanks as always, te whananga.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi nui kia koe, ngā mihi nui kia kutu.
Kia ora, Rahui Papa, joining us there about the Te Kotahitanga Fund, pushed forward by Te Ariki Nui, Kwini Ngāwai Honoi Te Pō.